Now it came about in the 480th year after the sons of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, that is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord was 60 cubits in its length, and 20 cubits in its width, and its height was 30 cubits. The porch in front of the main room of the house was 20 cubits in length, corresponding to the width of the house. And its width along the front of the house was 10 cubits. Also for the house, he made windows with artistic frames. Against the wall of the house, he built stories encompassing the walls of the house. Around both the main room and the inner sanctuary, so he made side chambers all around. The lowest story was 5 cubits wide. The middle was 6 cubits wide. And the third was 7 cubits wide. For on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house all around, so that the beams would not be inserted into the walls of the house. The house. Attached to the house with timbers of cedar. Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, as for this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will fulfill my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. And I will dwell among the sons of Israel, and will not abandon my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. He built the walls of the house on the inside with boards of cedar. From the floor of the house to the ceiling, he paneled the walls on the inside with wood. And he paneled the floor of the house with boards of juniper. He also built 20 cubits on the rear part of the house with boards of cedar from the floor to the ceiling. He built them for it on the inside as an inner sanctuary, as the most holy place. The house, that is, the main sanctuary, was 40 cubits long. was cedar inside the house, carved in the shape of gourds and open flowers. Everything was cedar, there was no stone visible. Then he prepared an inner sanctuary inside the house in order to place there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits in length, 20 cubits in width, and 20 cubits in height. And he overlaid it with pure gold. He also paneled the altar with cedar. So Solomon overlaid the inside of the house with pure gold. And he extended chains of gold across the front of the inner sanctuary. And he overlaid it with gold. He overlaid the entire house with gold. Until all the house was finished. Also the entire altar which was by the inner sanctuary. He overlaid with gold.
Of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. The one wing of the first cherub was 5 cubits, and the other wing of the first cherub was 5 cubits. From the end of one wing to the end of the other wing were 10 cubits. Second cherub was 10 cubits. Both of the cherubim were of the same measurement and the same form. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was that of the other cherub. He placed the cherubim of the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim spread out so that the wing of the one was touching the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub was touching the other wall.
Of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood, the lintel and 5-sided doorposts. So he made 2 doors of olive wood, and he carved on them carvings of cherubim, palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold. And he overlaid the cherubim and the palm trees with gold. So too he made for the
entrance of the main room, four-sided doorpost of olive wood, and two doors of juniper wood. The two leaves of the one door turned on pivots, and the two leaves of the other door turned on pivots. He carved on it cherubim, palm trees and open flowers. And he overlaid them with gold plated on the carver. And he built the inner courtyard with three rows of cut stone and a row of cedar. Here, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bo, that is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its parts. And in accordance with all its plans, so he was 7 years in building it.